The following program is rated TV-MA-N-O-C. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Their taste in wine in general is very poor. No, we gotta be more subtle than that. I don't want them to know that we're thinking about them. What are you doing?
Stop it. Dude, stop it. You stop looking at stuff.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwole Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Thwole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 29 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and sleigh cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Solio back with another episode. Today's episode, the Beast Cast, is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all
fucking
you
Catalina
be.
It's the fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, today is a very special day. First, I got all sexified, and I got my long-sleeve Super Swole Bros shirt. Of course, we are rocking 20% off site-wide over at papaswolio.com, but that is not even the most important thing. Today is episode 29-hundo. More gorillas. 29-hundo. 29-hundo. Which means... that today you can pick up your signature series over there at swolenormousx.com/signature. swolenormousx.com/signature. Now that's available until midnight tonight, so you only got a couple more hours. Most of you have already picked it up. So if you have not yet done so, remember it's a mystery design, very special edition, because this is the 10th one. Now, a lot of you got your shipping notifications for P3S9. That one's absolutely lit. P3S10 is also going to be extra special. So make sure you pick it up today. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. One day only. It's only available for today. After that, it is gone. Now don't boo. Don't boo. You have every opportunity to pick it up. You have 24 hours. We've been talking about it for a while. So one day only. Only for today. P3S10. P3S10, very excited. So today, Swole Card, we're going to bust the nut open. We'll give the Swole Card away at the end of today's episode. But because it's P3S10 day, I think y'all know it's a very special card. So put your nips together. Drop in the comments, would you smash today? If you know the hashtag, drop it in the comments down below. Let's get today's party started. Falcon. A very special card. Drop in the comments down below. P3S10, P3SX in the comments down below for a chance to win today's swell card. All right, drop that in the comments. Let's get into those questions, fam. Today is a special episode because it's also the Red Wine Swole Sunday Funday Q&A-ness, which means we're just taking questions today. So you can start dropping your questions in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Also, you may have missed out on an amazing overtime segment on Friday. And of course, been blasting you with Swole text. We just sent out the accountability Swole text today. Yesterday, I was checking up last night on Saturday night, making sure the Swole fam staying focused. Don't miss out on Swole text. Don't miss out on all of our programs, yoga, meditation, so much more. We got awesome summer Swole specials going on. SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. And let's get into today's episode. Ask Papa Swolio in the comments for a chance to be featured. We got a bunch of calls, so let's get into that. First, let's take a phone call. Let's take a phone call. We got our first one from Angel, or is it Angel? Magana? Angel? You're on the line.
Papa Swolio, it's so difficult to lose the gut weight for guys, for men. How do I lose my love handles so I can have six-pack abs for the summer? What are the best ab workouts or workouts in general to get that belly fat off the belly, to lose it once and for all? Thank you, Papa Swolio.
All right. Well, thank you for the question. I feel like this was a troll call. I know it wasn't, but I feel like it's a troll call saying all those key words that, you know, just grind my gears. How can I get abs for the summer? What can I do to get rid of that ridiculous belly fat? What ab exercise would be the best for me to get my belly fat? I'm going to give a Matt Damon, just because I'm going to get into it. So I'm going to answer the question. First off, thank you for calling, Angel. Thank you for calling. All right. But you know, when you call in, you're subjecting yourself to maybe a little teasing, a little chiding. And I'm going to lay you some fucking knowledge cock. Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm going to give you some actionable things. You're asking me how to do it. I'm not going to talk about the mindset and all that stuff. Over at SwoleNormousX.com, we have stuff in the blog, in the Seven Pillars blog. I've done many episodes. If you're interested in really getting started, you want to know how to do it. Look, enough with the bullshit. Join the Swole fam over at SwoleNormousX.com. And here's what you do once you join. You go into the kitchen, all right? You go through the Nutrition Jumpstart Manual. You do the elimination diet. You can get on one of our programs and make sure that you're training properly. That's fine. You need to get on an elimination diet to make sure. He's snoring so loud. I don't know if you guys heard that. He usually doesn't snore during the show, the Tainty Man. He's completely off his bed, almost off his bed. So do the elimination diet. Cut out those inflammatory foods. You're not eating properly. It's not complicated to get rid of that. Sure, you need to be in a calorie deficit over time, but chances are you have extra body fat, inflammation, and if you focus on building muscle and you're eating quality foods, you're going to lose the extra body fat. Okay? There's no abdominal exercise that's magically going to get you abs. It's going to be any kind of weighted, you know, strength, just a crunch. You could do leg raises. Make sure you're getting extension and flexion of the spine. You could use an ab crunch machine. You can do, I like cable crunches. Okay. If you do them properly, they're great. And then of course, proper nutrition is going to get rid of the belly fat and the subcutaneous fat all over your body. Now, remember that the body will tend to store body fat around there. That's usually elevated cortisol. So make sure you're getting quality sleep and all those things. But I think you need to be doing an elimination diet first. If you absolutely can join the Swole fam, look up elimination diet. I would just go carnivore. Personally, that's the best way to do an elimination diet. If you're going to go complete clean sweep, really figure everything out. Elimination diet, carnivore, maybe some fruit, organ meats and stuff like that. Eggs and beef, chicken, stuff like that. And of course the quality matters, but we'll move on. So hopefully that gives you some insights, but you're complicating things. You have to do the basics better. You have to actually get to the root cause of things. And until you do that, you're just going to keep on struggling. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Drop your questions in the comments down below. And of course, we got some in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. So Lacey says, Papa Swolio, why does compression work so well for tendonitis type injuries? Compression. You mean using an elbow wrap or something like that? Is that what you're asking? If you have tendonitis in your elbow or something, you use a sleeve? Clarify. Oh, yes. Okay. So the reason why, or in my opinion, I'm pretty sure this is how it works just logically, because if you have tendonitis, you have inflammation of the tendon. So you're having some friction, some rubbing, it's causing some swelling, it's causing some, you know, some sensitivity. And the problem with tendonitis or tendinosis, or they call it different things for different applications, I guess. But when you have that, you are increasing the friction of the tendons, because the tendon attaches the muscle to the bone. So when you have inflammation, you are increasing the ability, unfortunately, of that tendon to create friction, to rub against the bursa, to rub against the bone, to rub against other elements in your elbow or in your knees and stuff like that. So what you're doing by using compression like knee sleeves is you are putting pressure around the joint. You're putting pressure and essentially easing the stress on the actual joint, which means the tendons and the ligaments. So you're giving support there. Now, you can lift more, of course. So if I wear my compression sleeves or something like that, I can lift more than I can without. So I don't really do it all the time. Sometimes I feel like doing it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll wear a belt. Sometimes I don't. Depends on the exercise and how I feel and what I'm doing. But the problem is when people use compression in order to lift more. You don't want to use, hey, if I can go heavier if I put on knee wraps. You don't need to use that for knee wraps, but if it makes your knees feel better and you still have good form, it can definitely get you through some injuries or through some sticking points. So I use them for a little bit, the knee supports, but then I haven't recently. So I kind of go back and forth with my belief and my application on them. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. In other words, just adding, essentially you're kind of reinforcing your joint with artificial tendons and ligaments. It's kind of reinforcing that. It's not necessarily reinforcing the muscle, but it's enhancing. It's kind of giving you that kind of elastic tension that the joint would normally does. So I think the issue is when people use them in order to lift heavier. If you use them as a tool in order to, hey, I'm training and I don't want to stop my training, but I have a little bit of like my elbow kind of bothers me. And you wear that when you train, but you also do corrective exercise in order to decrease the pressure and you don't overdo it. Or maybe you don't do crazy isolation. You adjust your movements in order to decrease the inflammation. Because if you're training all the time and you're lifting heavy, whether you're doing it professionally for competition or for yourself, I compete with myself. I compete with my workouts the day before, a week before, a month before. So I'm always competing with myself. I'm fighting against gravity and I'm fighting against, you know, time. So when you're training hard and you're pushing yourself, you're going to have issues. You're going to have injuries. Things are going to come up. Things are going to cause problems over time. You can make it through your training with minimal injuries as long as you are. The more competitive you are, especially against other people and things like that, it tends to maybe push you beyond what you can handle. So a lot of people get injured when they're doing competitions, whether it's sports or whether you're doing a competition where there's a lot more chaos. But in your training, you want to use it as a tool in order to maybe decrease the stress and continue your training, but address the fundamental root cause. As long as you're not using it to go heavier, you can use it as a tool. Because when you have a belt, for example, for me, if I use a belt, it just helps you psychologically stay straight if you give a little tension. I don't necessarily need it to like for that kind of pressure. I'm not trying to use it to go extra heavy, but maybe for certain exercise, it can really help that cue to keep your back flat, but it's not going to prevent a back injury necessarily. It can help, but it's important to do exercises also. And I think what the problem is when people the only exercise they're going to do, let's say to strengthen their core or to activate certain muscles, are always wearing a belt. But for me, for example, let's say I wore a belt when I did squats. Okay. Oh, you're weakening your core. You're weakening this and then the other, using as a crutch. Well, I'm also doing super heavy weighted 45 degree back hypers, which is great for glutes and hamstrings and lower back. So I'm lifting a fucking kettlebell that's like 100 to 150 pounds. I think I'm getting plenty of core and lower back strength and activation. You know, you don't have to get it in the same movement. So a lot of times people limit themselves by not using machines or blah, 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 whatever they're doing. They limit themselves with what they're trying to focus on. You don't have to do everything in every movement. You don't have to train your grip strength when you're doing a lat pull down. right? Or a pull-up. You don't have to be training your grip strength then. You could be trying to go as heavy as you can. You can do other sets where you're doing higher reps or dead hangs that can work your grip strength. You don't have to work your weakest link every single time. A lot of times that can negatively affect your ability to overload. Lacey says, I have used a cuff for tennis elbow. It allows me to lift. My shoulder's healing much faster with it being under compression. Thank you. Makes sense. Yeah, you're using it as a tool, as a professional, as someone who pushes herself to her limits. So that's different than someone that's, hey, I'm the average person that's just going to the gym a couple times a week after work. My elbow hurts, so I wear a sleeve. No, you need to be addressing why your elbow hurts. So if you're using it as a tool to train and to perform well, sometimes with genetics, with just an injury that maybe you've had in the past, and plus as you go forward, you've been training for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you're going to wear down certain things. That's why it's important to practice yoga and to work on mobility. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect if you do. I'm not saying that I'm never going to have any issues ever. I've had my own problems, but I try to mitigate that, and I'm doing the best that I can. And you do your best to be consistent, to keep on progressing, and to minimize your risk. But of course, shit happens too. So, all right. All right, M. Craft on Rumble. Well, T-Bone says, Papa Soy, what's in store for P3S11 as well as Show 3000? What's in store? You're gonna find out. I mean, Show 3000 is probably going to be, I don't know, maybe we'll have a little montage or some kind of video put together or something. Aside from that, it's probably just going to be I'd love to sit here and be like, we're going to do a... It's probably just going to be another episode. Another awesome episode. Every day is great. Every day is great. MCraft 2679. At what point do you add weight resistance to your dips and pull-ups, like tying weights around your waist? Well, what's your goal? I think you should... If you're doing dips, I think if you're doing 15, 20 dips, you could start loading up some weight. Because you don't... If you want to do heavy dips, it's like any other body part. You could do it in the 5 to 10 rep range. When it comes to pull-ups, I would say once you can do probably like 10 to 15 pull-ups, you can start doing, you can do weights also for negatives too. So if you're trying to use pull-ups to overload, to bulk, you could probably, once you start getting like 10, 15 pull-ups, you can start weighing them. Or even earlier if you do negatives only, but it can help you get stronger quicker. I think in those body weight exercises, as long as you're getting at least 10 to 15, you can start loading. Because you might not put a 45, you might put 10 pounds, but you can start doing so. Remember, it's all about your rep range. It's all relative. Okie dokie. Let's see what we got here. All right, fam. What we got? Let's get into another call. If you want to call into the show, remember, askpapaswolio.com. Call from Bill Bank. Bill? Bill, you're on the line. Go right ahead.
Is yogurt safe for consumption?
Was that...
Greek yogurt. Thank you.
Was that Yoda? It's a trap. Is Greek yogurt healthy for consumption? Well, I forget what... I don't really know how they make Greek yogurt. What is it? Just, it's extra protein, right? Is that because they take away more of fat? Is it leaner? Is it the culture that they use? I don't eat Greek yogurt. We have raw yogurt. We get raw yogurt when we order our raw dairy. So, look, I'm a fan of raw dairy, especially A2 dairy. If you don't have access to it, everyone's a little bit different, but it's easier to digest, and raw is going to be better. Raw is going to be better, especially if it's healthy grass-fed animals, because you're getting all the natural probiotics and the unadulterated proteins and stuff like that. You don't want it pasteurized or heated. I mean, but if you don't have access to that, you want to make sure you're just getting the highest quality that you can. So I would test those things. Again, it's something to test the elimination diet. And I used to have issues with dairy. I still don't drink straight dairy. I like yogurt. I do well with yogurt. I do okay with raw cream, and I do okay with kefir. So I don't have problems with those. but I did have, when I had just like a glass of milk, this is a few months ago, maybe more, my stomach was just like, oof. My stomach was just grumbling. So didn't really feel good. All right. Thanks for your question. Okay. Let's get another call. Again, go to askpapaswolio.com to call into the show. If you have a live question, #AskPapaSwolio in the comments. We got one from Brad. Brad, you are on the greatest sleeves cast in the realm.
Hey, Papaswolio. Question on what soap do you use? I use Dr. Squatch or something like that. I feel like it's okay, but I figure you would know a better soap. Also, coffee beans. You always talk about getting high quality coffee. I buy my coffee from Costco, which I feel like probably isn't the best. So figured I'd ask what coffee beans you use. And then third part of the question, I mean, rather than going down the line of every product you use and having to go read Estra Generation, is there like a list or something you have? Or I'd hate that. Go down the line and just say, what do you use for this? What do you use for this? So if you can help me out with that, it'd be great. Bye.
You know the book Esther Generation, you said instead of reading it, I hope you did. And in the back, it has a list of things and the most important things that you should be looking at. So read that book, look in the back of it. And also my Amazon store, we put a lot of products there. So I think in terms of soap, you get a good beef tallow soap. I forget what the brand is called, something Porcupine. There's a lot of beef tallow soaps, but you can get grass-fed beef tallow soaps. They're great. You can get ones that have essential oils and stuff in them. So that was the soap question. And I'm sure there's other things too. What was the other one? What do you say? Jeez, I forgot the second part and the third part. So it was soap. See, that's why you don't ask three questions. I hate those three parts things. I always forget. So you guys can drop in the comments. I forget the other parts. I held one in my brain. So that was only one of two. Coffee. Thank you, Matt. Coffee. It is Porcupine. I forget. Is it just Porcupine or is it like the Friendly Porcupine or the Happy Porcupine? Hold on a second. All right. So the coffee, you want to make sure that you're getting, if you can, an organic coffee. Sometimes you can get a coffee that's locally roasted and stuff and talk to them and they have clean coffee, because organic, you have to get certain certifications and stuff like that. Doesn't mean that's not organic or organic quality, but I like my coffee fresh. So we get from someplace local here. I don't think it's technically organic, but I feel good when I drink it. So that's important. You have to test those things. But usually like a single origin, something that is tested and there's no like mold or toxins in it, or it's fresh. I grind my beans. I do not buy mass produced coffee in that sense. I don't want pre-ground. I don't want it sitting there for a long time. I want the beans as freshly roasted as possible. And you'll know that I make French press, you'll get a big bloom. And if you're getting a lot of bloom and off-gassing when you initially make your coffee, you know that that's fresh. So I think that was two. So it was coffee, soap. Didn't you say one more thing? Oh, is there a list? Well, that book, Esther Generation, has a list. I remember at the end, it talks about shower curtains. It talks about, you know, the most important things, birth control and plastics and bottles and things like that. The most important things to go through. I think he has like three lists, like gold, silver. You know, you want to just start making small changes, major changes, kind of like an elimination diet in a sense in your life. And the more you do with that, the more you go through things. It's anything that touches your body, your skin. Fragrances are the most important thing to get rid of. You want to get rid of anything with fragrances. And usually it's because fragrances are like hundreds and hundreds of different like chemicals that are estrogenic, phthalates and things like that. So you can get natural or fragrance-free. A lot of times when you see products that say fragrance-free, it's actually usually means phthalate-free. So soaps in terms of your dish soap, in terms of what you put on your dishes, tap water filters, Berkey filters, reverse osmosis filtration on sink or under the sink, on counter or, you know, under the sink, laundry detergents, dryer, we use 100% wool balls. You could put essential oils on them, but we use Molly's for dish for laundry soap, and we use white vinegar also. White vinegar, you could use straight white vinegar. You don't even need to get all this other stuff. You can use white vinegar and then use a essential oils on the 100% organic wool balls. That way you're not using synthetic dryer sheets and stuff like that. There's a lot of things that go into it. And it can seem overwhelming. Oh my God, all these things, I have to change all these things. But think about it, you're already buying this stuff. You're already buying all these things, but now you're subjecting your body to less toxicity. So people, oh my God, it's just the mental overwhelm. I have to change this, change that, change this. Yeah, it's not complicated. You spend money on one thing, spend money on something else. Buy something else. You think dish soaps or laundry soaps expensive? White vinegar, it's not expensive. Yeah, your clothes might not smell like they were just washed in synthetic Tide, but you're also not covering your ball sack and your twat with synthetic petrochemicals and stuff like that. Okay. All right, good stuff. Good question. 9 questions in one. Kind of snug a couple through the uprights here. Christian P. McDougal on Instagram, Papa Solio, abs, abs, abs. How to lose belly fat and have a six-pack. Best workout routine and nutrition tips. Jesus Christ. We already answered this. I'm not going to do it again. That first call. Look at this. Abs, abs, abs. How to lose belly fat and have a six-pack. Yeah, because it's super, super casual. Yeah, how do I just get the least popular thing to have? How do I... Lazy question. How to lose belly fat, have a six-pack, best workout routine, and nutrition tips. Jesus Christ. I guess I could read through some of these questions, but some of these are just ones we've covered so many times. It gets fatiguing. Ask PapaSwolio.com to call into the show. Let's prioritize these calls. Maybe we'll take in a couple. I want to prioritize the calls whenever they come in, and of course the live chat, and then we'll take a couple Instagram ones, and maybe we'll fill in the gaps a little bit. So let's take one from Joshua. Joshua, she's on the line.
Hey, Papa Swolio. What do you think about ashwagandha? And is it healthy to take?
Appreciate the question. I actually do not know anything about it. So I don't have an opinion. I'm not sure if I've ever taken it. It might have been in something that I've taken in the past. But I do not know enough about it. I just personally don't take it. It's not on my radar as of right now, but I have heard it around more lately. So I'm assuming it's getting some kind of popularity or notoriety, but I'm not really too familiar with it. I haven't looked into it enough. If I do, I will let you know and have a better answer. Let's see. T-Bone, do you prefer round dumbbells or hex? I have hex ones, but just because I didn't want to spend on round dumbbells. The run-of-the-mill hex ones, they're not really that great. They're okay. I generally like round ones because they don't have that weird hex landing. The hex ones don't roll, and they can be beneficial if you want to hold them on the sides or do certain like mobility exercises, but I would say it depends on the dumbbell itself. I need to like hold and get the feel of the entire dumbbell. So I'm not going to knock. I mean, I have hex dumbbells. I have power blocks and stuff. I don't do a lot of dumbbell work. I do it for certain exercises, but yeah. So I really have to feel, because I don't mind the ones that I have. But of course, if you want to get a really nice professional grade, they're going to be usually round, and they're going to have like, there's so many different size grips and the knurling. So, okie dokie, let's get into another question. GXTXM, Papa Solio, best workout for arms. Well, there is no best workout. Of course, it depends on what you need to do, what's going to be best. But there are really only 3 exercises that you really need that's going to hit all aspects of the bicep. And one of them is going to be like a dumbbell curl. Like alternating, supinating curl, right? Go to neutral grip, supinate on the way up. Dumbbell curl, a preacher curl. So you can use a preacher curl machine. Some are better than others. You could do a preacher curl with a bar. That's fine, but preacher curl machines can be great. And a hammer curl. So I like to do hammer curl with the rope. Hammer curls with the rope is great. You could do hammer curl on a preacher machine. There's different ways you can mess around with that. But really what you want to do is find one variation of each of those movements that I just explained and then stick to those. You could do incline curls. There could be some benefits to that. I haven't done them in a while. I don't really know how effective they are versus other exercises, but you could throw them into your program. Again, sometimes you don't know how an exercise really works for you until you apply it for a while, apply it seriously. So I might throw that back in as a primary bicep exercise for a while and just see if I like or if I have any benefits from adding that. So even if I haven't done it in a while and I don't really think it's necessary, I will throw in an exercise and test it and give it like 110%. I should say 100%. There's no 110%. But I'll just give it everything and then see. Because if there is any benefits from it, I'll want to get them. Jeff Tech says, speaking of fragrances, I have a bad allergy to artificial fragrances, and it's shocking how many products have fake scents. Yeah, most of them. And they're all those things that we talk about, phthalates, that are endocrine disruptors. So everything. Pretty much everything. Things like air fresheners and perfumes. You need to get something that's just essential oils because the perfumes and deodorants, oh, it's horrific. All the Glade plugins, these things are the worst. The worst. Febreze, all the scents and the sprays and the bathroom sprays. The bathroom is probably the worst place in someone's house, the most toxic place, because you have all the plastics. And also, one of the most important things you can do is change out your shower curtains. Get some like organic cotton or linen shower curtains. Because otherwise you're taking a hot shower and that cheap-ass plastic is just off-gassing and getting into the air and all over you. Trash bags. Yeah, trash bags are a tough one. We still use trash bags, but I'm aware of the plastic and stuff. It's just, you know, it's hard to find alternatives. You can do that. You can get a different garbage can and wash it out and whatever. But one step at a time. It's easy to get overwhelmed and try to do everything. All right, one more question. We'll take one more, and then maybe we're almost about done, so maybe we'll take one or two more Instagram questions. Again, askpapasolio.com if you want to call into the show. Let's get this one from, last one here. It's from Lewis. Lewis, you are on the line.
Hey, Papa Solio. I hope you're well. My name is Lewis. I hail from Africa, and I'm 28. You seem to have nailed it selling graphic merch. I'm an aspiring graphic t-shirt seller. And my question is, what's the most important thing to be successful and how can you become different in such a market? Thank you.
Ooh, that's a nice question. Thank you, Lewis. Shout out to Africa. So graphic selling t-shirts. What's the best thing to stand out in the market? I haven't been asked that question, so I'm just going to, you know, generate some thoughts on it. I would say designs and graphic designs is probably the easiest thing to be unique with. I'll clarify what I mean. It's probably the easiest thing to be unique with because any design you make, for the most part, you can be relatively unique. What I would also say is, at the same time, it seems like everything's been done already. So the reason why my merch has been successful is it's not really, you have to have a story. You have to have a message. So when people buy, I know a lot of times there are a lot of people that buy the shirts because they see an ad or they see me wearing it like, oh, that's a funny shirt. But it's also the mindset, go to the fucking gym. So they're good shirts. They're funny shirts. They have to be good. The product has to be good. The shirts have to be good quality. The print has to be good quality. For what we do, make people laugh. But also the messages, go to the fucking gym. The messages, improve yourself. The messages, don't be a biche, you know, get it done. So when people choose Papa Swolio and Swolnormous merch, they're also essentially, you know, buying stock. They're buying into the mindset. They're buying into the idea. They're buying into the message behind it. So of course there's gonna be people that just like the shirt. Hey, it's a funny shirt. I like it. But a lot of people, they see the videos, they like the videos. I'm here all the time answering questions. So, you know, people trust the brand, they trust the message, the consistency of it, and then they want to be a part of it and they want to, you know, be a beacon for that same message. So in order to stand out, I think you have to figure out what you're trying to get across. And I didn't do t-shirts. So I didn't do merch. I did from the beginning, but I didn't really promote it. Most of my earlier content, I wasn't wearing a shirt. So I had merch, but I never wore it. So shocker, I didn't really sell a lot of merch because I didn't really wear it in my videos too much. Then when I started wearing it and we changed the sites, we really put a focus on it, it blew up. But it's also, it was after the fact. So if you're just making shirts, like, hey, I made a cool shirt. I think that's the hardest part. If you're just doing designs to sell, because with AI, with creativity, with so many freelancers and artists out there, and of course, now you can go on Midsummer, you can AI generate so many different images. The creativity is endless. You can kind of have every little thing. There's only so many different things that you can do. So it's really, what's the messaging behind the shirt? You know, if you're going to try to create your own shirt, if you're going to try to create your own material, your own cut, your own shape, you're really customizing the stitching and stuff. Okay, you're trying to do a new twist on a shirt. But one of the reasons why selling merchandise or shirts and things like that can be a little bit easier than other things is because when you go to a site and you see a tank top or a t-shirt, you know that it's going to fit like a tank top or a t-shirt. You don't know necessarily how exactly it's going to lay on your body, but you know what a tank top feels like. I don't have to explain how a shirt works. You're like, oh, it's made of that. It looks like that. It's going to go on my body and look like a shirt that goes on my body. So it's not, you don't have to like, it's not like Swolenormous X where I explain to people, like, we don't just have a program. We have many programs. Yeah. We have 400 fucking yoga classes. How is that possible? We have an entire library. You know, you have to explain a little bit more what your offer is and what it means when you join Swolenormous X, for example. So I think if you're just trying to make shirts and hope people buy them, then it really needs to be something spectacular. But I've seen, here's the thing. I've seen so many shirts that it has like one word on it. People buy shirts for all sorts of reasons. How many times have you seen a shirt on TikTok or Instagram or online that goes viral and you're thinking, who the hell would buy that? But it's just a super viral shirt and it's an ugly design or it's just text on a shirt. And some people make bank just putting a couple words on a shirt. We have some shirts that are just sentences and stuff on them. But sometimes it'll be like a shirt that just has steak on it and it gets super popular. Just says steak. It's like, okay. But it's just crazy. You never know what people will buy or what will strike or what will hit that chord. So I think when you're trying to get a design or some sort of branding, I'm not sure if I'm answering your question because it's a hard thing to answer. Because I wouldn't say that I have a merch company. Like, we do merch, but it's based on something else. Like, it's a theme. It's a theme where we're using movies and video games and this different approach and everything in the world, everything that we do is, it's coming out of my brain and like the Swolenormous universe. It's everything themed about going to the gym and making gains. So that's where our niche is. And that's what our approach is. And that's why it stands out. That's why it's unique, because it's a story. It's a little universe. It's a mindset. It's all that kind of interspersed with training programs, shirts, being swole, making gains. So obviously there's a theme. Swole is in most of the shirts about gains. We'll take a popular character and just make it absolutely fucking jacked. So the designs are funny, but it's also the message behind it and that reason why people buy a shirt. So my point is, you make a shirt, there's a lot of other shirts out there. Why are they going to buy your shirt? Right? Why are they going to buy your design? So, you know, I know this caller, I kind of just talked a lot about in general because I think it's a hard play. If you're just a graphic designer, then it's like, oh, let me do this. Then it's like, who are you making the shirt for? Are you designing for a company? Are you just coming up with creative things for someone else's brand? Or are you starting your own brand? So you can absolutely make your own unique stuff, but it's really how it's marketed. It's how it's portrayed. It's how it, what does it mean to buy one of your shirts? And I see a lot of people on TikTok in particular that have like a decent following and have a link, and they have like one or two like really simple design shirts or something like that with like the name of their community or something like that. And it's really not much. Most people don't have any merch like we do, but and we're doing new designs every single week, but it's also the creativity and it's how you communicate with your audience. So like this kind of stuff, I love it. I love the merch. I don't put out anything that doesn't make me laugh. So I'm proud of every single design that we come up with. And there's no shortage of it. So it's how you communicate with people. And for me, the merch is the easy stuff. You know, of course you have to find good people to design, because I can't draw like this. I can't draw for shit like that. But I'll have an idea and I'll know, I'll come up with the name or the title or the idea or the concept. And then we get these things back and it's fantastic. So you just have to really understand why people are buying your shirt. What's the message behind it? What's the brand? What's the brand? Is it just a shirt? Like, why? If you're just going to sell shirts and it has to be a certain material, it has to sit a certain way. But if you look at all the ads for different shirts, whether it's whatever brand's out there, hey, this one fits better. Hey, you'll look less fat in these shirts. Hey, you have a nice cut here. Hey, this has athletic and wicking design. You know, we sell, you know, normal, popular, good fitting material shirts that have different unique, you know, but the cut isn't unique. It's not like my design. I didn't design the stitching and every last thing and the length. It doesn't have like a unique trademarked cut or something like that. So, yeah. I hope that made sense. Trying to answer a question saying like, how do you, but I didn't start off doing merch. So I didn't come at it from that standpoint. And at this point, it's just the easiest thing. I have so many ideas. We have so many ideas. There's so many things. This Monday, tomorrow, new merch. It's going to be, oh, it's sick. I'm so excited. It's sick. So yeah, I think in closing, if you're making a design or you're making shirts, you have to understand who you're selling it to. Who are you selling it to? And the problem is, if you just make a company and you just start making designs and just start putting ads up there, people have to buy it because they like the shirt, right? Oh, that's a cool shirt. Okay, I'll buy it. You might get some people buying it, but when you have an actual audience that likes your content because you put out content and then you also sell merch, it's like people want to support the podcast. They want to support me. It's not free. It's not free to print the shirts. It's not free to design the shirts. It's not, you know, it takes time. It takes creativity and thought and re-editing and tweaking. And sometimes it takes months. We've had designs that we're trying to get done for a year. You know, we have ones that come out. We have ones that get turned around in an hour or two. So it depends. So you have to know how you're going to market it. And you can't sell it to people that you don't have access to. So my point is, you need an audience. Otherwise, whom are you selling this to? Oh, I have a great shirt. Cool. You know how many great shirts there are out there? How many great ideas? Okay, who are you going to sell to? Hey, buy this shirt. No, I don't feel like it. And then you realize, oh, it's not that easy. Hey, buy my shirt. No. Why? It's a funny shirt. Like, if someone just has this shirt on the side and they're going to just try selling it, they might sell a few. So you have to know, how are you going to sell this? How are you going to get the attention? How are you going to get the attention to sell the shirt? First, you need people's attention. They need to like you. They need to trust you. And then they'll buy from you. So it's like, you know, they need to like the content. So we got a lot of videos make people laugh, or the ads, or spitting in a cup, or funny ass shirts. You know, people look, a lot of people look at the shirts and maybe come back later and like, oh, cool. And they see it in the future, or they come watch some of the videos. But you need to have the people and understand how you're going to, who you're making these designs for, who's your target audience. You can make stuff that makes you laugh. Right? You can make stuff. Look, I make stuff that makes me laugh. But just because it makes me laugh doesn't mean someone's going to buy it. Doesn't mean I have the online store. Like, just, you can make a, you have a great design, a great idea, but then you can't sell it to anyone. So that's why it's important to have an audience to sell it to. So if you are making a cool design, you can also maybe approach someone who's an influencer, has a big following. Hey, I want to make a great design for you. I'll sell it to you and you can sell your designs, or you can ask for a percentage or do some, you know, a popular channel and you say, hey, I could do some real custom merch. You know, I'll take 10%. You can work a deal like that, maybe. You know, in other words, help other people monetize their followings by making them cool, creative merch. It's just going to be a tough market because of artificial intelligence. You're going to have people that say, hey, I want to do this. Hey, AI, create me an image that looks like this. Change this, make this a little bit. You can almost edit it all with AI, and you don't need, you know, you almost don't need an artist anymore. Or you can get it started with a certain design and then have an artist finish it. Just saying, it's a weird world, but you have to know who you're selling it to, because I'm assuming you're making designs to sell to people. But if you don't have an audience, you don't have, like, who are you selling it to? So I actually do believe that you want to make something that you enjoy, but if you know who you're selling it to, then you know how to make your design. So figure out who you're going to sell it to and how you're going to sell it to them, and then make your design based on that. It'll help you formulate your idea and how you're going to execute it. Like, what's best for you. Okay. AZ Daniel, last chance for questions. Papa Solio, how is your breakfast? What is my breakfast? Electrolytes and water in the morning, usually a protein shake, 40 or 50 grams, and then coffee and raw cream over, like, my... in the beginning morning, just like the protein shake. I'm not eating big. Sometimes Mama Swolio is home and she'll make eggs and we'll have some food. Like today I had some food, had some eggs and leftover steak. So sometimes I'll eat more. I'm not against eating early, but I usually like start off, I'll have some protein earlier in the day and electrolytes. Rich Bosick or Bochik, what foods lower cortisol? What foods would lower cortisol? I know sleep is very important. So eating a lot of protein, lifting weights. And cortisol is going to be elevated. Your body is going to release cortisol. Like, that's an important hormone. What you don't want is elevated and chronically elevated cortisol. So meditation, getting quality sleep, sauna, cold plunge, these things are great for lowering cortisol. Reading, yoga, all these things that will reduce stress. Sunlight, morning sun, evening sun. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, give them that magnesium glycinate. Damn right. Magnesium glycinate's great. Fam, P3SX is our swole card because today is P3S10 day. So P3SX in the comments, P3S10, swolenormousx.com/signature. It's available for just 3.5 more hours. Last chance to get your P3S10, swolenormousx.com/signature. And P3S9's shipping. It's dope. This one's going to go out soon. It's fucking sick. It's going to be awesome. I can't say anything. Everyone's, how sick is it? It's very sick. It's sicker than you can imagine. P3S9 is going to blow everyone's fucking nips off. I can't wait. All right, let's give away this swole card. By the way, tomorrow, do I have it? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode is at 12 noon Eastern time. Join the fam, swolenormousx.com. Tomorrow's Accountability Monday. Sent out the accountability text earlier if you didn't respond to it. Make sure that you respond to that text, that way we can feature them tomorrow. Plus, we got new releases and new merch tomorrow. So tomorrow's episode is at 12 noon Eastern time. That's 12 p.m. Eastern time, April 14th, Accountability Monday. It's going to be awesome. Who's ready for some new merch tomorrow? It's going to be the dopest. It's going to be the dopest. All right, swole card time. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it tomorrow. 12 noon. Be here tomorrow, 12 noon. All right. We got a winner on Zaroom Blay, G-Craft 57. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Rock solid, G-Craft 57. Congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 29 hundo in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. We'll take some soundboard requests. Congratulations. You're welcome, G-Craft 57. Thank you. You're very welcome. Congratulations. Back on your knees. I got you, fam.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees.
Aaron's got
no
great
time.
Taste. Aaron's got great taste. He always chooses. Look at it. Look at the tainty man. He's doing the little mangina. He's doing the little mangina. Aww. He's doing the tyrannical tuck. Look at the tainty man.
There's tiny tuck, typical tuck, total tuck, and the tyrannical tuck.
He's a tyrannical tuck. He's tyrannically tucking. That's a tyrannical tuck right there. I'm keeping the camera right on it. That's money. That's money.
I better use my strong.
As you can see, my nipples have been removed from my body. Where they are, I don't know.
Dainty man's doing the mangina. Look at that daint. Look at that tyrannical tuck. Look at that tyrannical tuck.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
Oh, my sweet, sweet dainty man. That's really tucked in there.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
There's the tuck.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
But I want my own air! I want my own air!
Oh, there! Oh, he's still tucking it. He's still tucking it.
Aww.
He's still completely tucked in. Wow. Wow.
You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Oh, sweet pinks. All right, very nice. Look at the little churchy.
Aww.
Look at your pinksies.
Oh.
Look at your pinks with the belly rubs.
Stretch. Oh, it's so cute. Look at the toe beans. Look at the toe beans. Stretch, 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 stretch. Look at the little soft bellies. You're so cute. Everyone thinks you're so cute. They love you. They think you're so cute. She's so cute. That's the Pinkston right there. If you're just listening, you're missing out on some sweet pinks. It's the church perch. That's why I have to, I look down and I literally just see that. I'm looking at that. Boom.
You guys know what this is like?
I have to look down at this. I look over here and I just see that. All right. I'm gonna have to bite your nips. I'm gonna bite your nips in a second. Alright, we'll finish up. I'm gonna get up on those nips. I'm gonna bite your bellies. She's so cute. And the Tainty Man, is he still tucked? Yeah, he's still tucked. He's still tucked. That's well done. Well done. Good sir. Good sir. Great. Dodson. Oh, we'll get a Dodson at the buzzer.
Dodson!
Here.
Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
Can we have a throwback in honor of the tuck? A throwback on a Sunday night. I don't know if we have any in the... No, we don't have any throwbacks in there. We don't have any throwbacks. I know there's tomatoes being thrown right now. No throwbacks today, but we will back on Tuesday, so we don't have any more. We'll get more in the folder, so... If there is one in there, I would have said yes. All right, fam, SwellNormousX.com/signature, 3 hours left. And of course, join the fam today over at SwellNormousX.com to get access to all of the programs, yoga, meditation. By the way, I know it's April 14th. I know we're still talking 2900 P3S10, but keep in mind that we do have the Balls Deep for Summer. We're going to start promoting that. Balls Deep for Summer on Memorial Day, right? Balls Deep for Summer coming up in May, where we have major releases. That's one of our three major release parties of the year. So it's coming up. I can't believe it's already around the corner. Anyway, and of course, on May 8th, it's going to be 8 years of the Swole, 8 years of the Daily Swole. That's right. Coming up.
Wow.
So May 8th, end of May for Balls Deep for Summer. A lot going down. So tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time, new releases, awesome accountability posts, going to be fire, brand new merch, Merch Monday, super stoked. We'll see you then. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now the king left and they so mad, it's like.
Thing, yeah, I found that young king with my crown at.